The following presentation of the Montyman's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermid and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our recovery shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Montyman with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome to this week's Montyman's Meditorial. I'm your host, the Montyman. This week, I've entitled this one, Life in the Fast Lane. Yeah, slowly make you lose your mind, right? Well, in fact, I am going to read the lyrics to this iconic Eagles song, and I'll explain why here in a minute. The lyrics go like this. He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome, and she was terminally pretty. She held him up. And he held her for ransom in the heart of the cold, cold city. He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. They said he was ruthless. They said he was crude. They had one thing in common. Yeah, they were good in bed. She'd say, faster, faster, and the lights are turning red. Life in the fast lane surely make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane. Are you with me so far? Eager for action, hot for the game, the coming attraction, the drop of a name. They knew all the right people. They took all the right pills. They threw outrageous parties. They paid heavenly bills. There were lines on the mirror, lines on her face. She pretended not to notice that she was caught up in the race. Out every evening until it was light. He was too tired to make it, and she was too tired to fight about it. Blowing and burning, blinded by thirst, they didn't see the stop sign and took a turn for the worse. She said, listen, baby, you can hear the engine ring. We've been up and down this highway, haven't seen a bloody thing. He said, call the doctor. I think I'm going to crash. The doctor said, he's coming, but you got to pay in cash. They went rushing down that freeway, messed around, and got lost. They didn't care. They were just dying to get off. And it was life in the fast lane. Surely make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane. Everything. All the time. A short excerpt from AmericanSongwriter.com reads, songs are often direct reflections of real life. In the case of the Eagles' Life in the Fast Lane, the third single from the band's fifth studio album, Hotel California, the song was based around an encounter musician and songwriter Glenn Frey had with a drug dealer only known as the Count. Quote, I was riding shotgun in a Corvette with a drug dealer on the way to a poker game. The next thing I knew, we're doing 90. Holding, big time. I say, hey, man. He grins and goes, life in the fast lane. I thought, now there's a song title. Frey explained in the 2013 documentary, History of the Eagles. Now, on the other hand, Joe Walsh stated that the song wasn't really a statement about the guys in the band or about anybody in particular. Well, whatever the song was originally meant for, it certainly struck a chord with me. How about you? There was a time in my mid-20s and into my 30s that I believed that life in the fast lane was the way of my future, though moving fast was anything but what I was doing at the end of my drinking and using. When I came to the end of my trail, everything came to a screeching halt as God stepped in and intervened with a balance of firmness and grace that only my Heavenly Father could produce for such a wayward child. So, here's a question for you. Are you moving so fast that you're actually slowing down? Life is passing you by, and you find yourself spinning your wheels just to keep food on the table, the spouse happy, the children laughing, because perhaps all that effort has become an idol? You are now worshiping at the altar of got to get it done. You may not have a drug or alcohol addiction, but it's interesting to note that workaholism and alcoholism have very similar symptoms. In fact, to the onlooking world, there seems to be little difference. And the end result is, well, one you might not expect or even imagine that could ever happen to you. Alienation of family, loss of friends, loss of self-image, compulsivity, running riot, and a self-centeredness that can only be described as brutal and futile. No, life in the fast lane is not limited to those of us with a history of substance abuse. Our fast-paced world serves up a dish of expectations that, if we were honest, we would admit we simply are not capable to digest or come out healthy. The good book says, "Be still and know that I am God." In other words, cool your jets. You are not God. He is God. And he begs us to stop, to come and see what he has to give us in his rest. So here's a few questions you might want to consider. Number one, do you pray before you start your day? Or do you make sure you have your cup of coffee and check your email? Number two, is God first in your life? Family second? Ministry or work third? Or do you have that all mixed up? And number three, when you listen to the Harry Chapin song, Cats in the Cradle, does it make you shudder to think that song may be describing you? Well, these are things that if you are within the sound of my voice, you might want to seriously consider. And if you're not willing to look at these vital issues, you may just end up like the song says. Life in the fast lane slowly makes you lose your mind. The truth is, you'll lose a lot more than that if you don't slow down. It's something to think about. All right. On another note, if you enjoy these meditorials or you know somebody that might benefit from them, we would encourage you to share them. Subscribe on our website at take12radio.com on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. Subscribe on our YouTube channel, our TikTok, or our Instagram. And while there, don't forget to check out all of our recovery workshops, Take 12 Recovery radio shows, and podcasts. All right, up next, as we close out this week's Monty Man's Meditorial, this is an appropriate song to fit slowing down and, you know, taking time to smell the roses. This is our good friend Mike Zito with his song, Just for Today.
Take my time about growing older. I try to live like I'm getting younger. All my friends say that life is colder. I just smile and offer my shoulder. My life is simple, for that I'm grateful. With all my blessings, I can't be hateful. This world is heaven with you beside me. My eyes are open to what might find me. I know that life is gonna bring some pain, but with some help from above, well, I know it's gonna be okay. Just for today, feeling of always falling, the lost confusion of endless crawling. And when I woke up among the living, I became bound to love and forgiving. I know that life is gonna bring some pain, but with some help from above, we'll know it's gonna be okay. Just for today, mm-hmm. There's a world on fire, full of hate and desire. But I know that love is gonna pour like rain. Life is colder. I just smile and offer my shoulder. I know that life is gonna bring some pain. Well, I know that. Yes, I know life is gonna bring just a little bit of pain. But with some help from above, well, I know it's gonna be okay. Just for today, just for today, just for today, just for today.
Mr. Mike Zito. For more of his great music, visit his website at MikeZito.com. All right, drop us a line anytime you like at take12radio.com. Remember to check us out on all major podcasting platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Take 12 Recovery Radio. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.